Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. You know, the countdown is on. Summer is now here. And in just a few days, Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois will be kicking off our annual Summer Missionary Training School. Every summer, the first couple weeks of June are carved out for a two-week, 11-day training school at Camp Gannoose in Washington, Illinois. This year, we have right now 83 students who will be gathering together from all throughout the state of Illinois, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, to come together for one purpose, for one reason, to be equipped to evangelize, to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the boys and girls this summer. We have students that are ages 14 through college and even beyond college age who will be serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship, who are coming from way down south in Carbondale, Illinois, all the way up to the top of the state in the northern part in Rockford, Illinois. We also are very excited because the first time in a very long time, we have a student coming from Kankakee, Illinois, which is on the eastern side of the state, as well as our first ever summer missionary and the longest time that I can remember coming from the St. Louis area in Granite City, Illinois, on the western side. In addition, we all have students that are coming from many other places, like from the Quad Cities up near Iowa, Zion and Joliet area around Chicago, and of course here in central Illinois in the Peoria, Washington area. We are excited, and we're just so thankful for these 83 students that the Lord has given to us. And these 83 students, they will be trained in two main training tracks at our training school. Those who will be serving at Camp Gannoose as a summer camp counselor or summer camp staff worker at our camp, and those who will be trained and equipped to go out and teach 5-day clubs, teaching the boys and girls all throughout the state all summer long. Just to give you some idea of the ministry outreach potential, Lord willing, that God may be giving to us this summer, we are anticipating, based on last year's number, we had 63 summer missionaries last year, and last year our summer missionary team for the whole state reached over 5,400 children that were reached through all of our combined summer ministry outreaches that included 6 weeks of overnight camp at Camp Gannoose, 5-day camps, 7 open-air fair ministries, and our biggest and our largest ministry, which is conducting 5-day clubs. And last year, our team of summer missionaries, they conducted almost 155-day clubs all throughout Illinois. You know, there's no question that we just praise the Lord for all that He has done, but the most exciting number of all those numbers and stats I just gave you is that last year we had over 441 children who responded to the gospel invitation and made a profession of faith in Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. I mean, that is what the summer ministry is all about, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to the children. But as I said before, our main ministry, of all those different ones I mentioned to you, the most main ministry that we have is the 5-day club ministry. And to help us better understand our 5-day club outreach ministry, we have Jill Hostetler, who is my friend, my coworker, and she's also my assistant state director, and she's a local area director of this central Illinois area. So Jill, it's so great to have you on our program today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be back.
You know, I know that you just love the summer ministry, but for those of you that may not understand when we say a 5-day club, exactly what a 5-day club is, what would you say to them? What is a 5-day club, and where are 5-day clubs located at?
Well, it's an hour and a half program, and that is 5 days in a row. So it is Monday through Friday, and it lasts an hour and a half, and it's just an outreach for the children in the community. So a host might say, I have a lot of kids in my neighborhood and I want to reach out with the gospel, and God has burdened them. So they call us, and we have trained high school and college age students that go and get trained at our training school, like you were talking about, and they're the teachers. And so it's a really easy thing for those people to reach out. And so we schedule these 5-day clubs, and the summer missionaries travel around, and they're really high energy. You know, of course, they have the Bible lesson, which is, you know, the main component, but we add in games. We have memory verse, fun songs, review games, missionary stories. Many of the kids come back day after day for the missionary stories. They are so captivating. We always, you know, leave off with a cliffhanger. So it's a really fun, exciting thing. But each and every day, the most important thing about the five-day club is the gospel. Each and every day, the gospel is clearly presented through that Bible lesson, and we give that opportunity for the children to respond to the gospel message.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I was a child, I grew up in five-day clubs in Ohio, and I loved the missionary story. I know the Bible lesson mm-hmm. you're supposed to say is the most important, and it is, mm-hmm. and the gospel absolutely is, and of course, that's where life change takes place, but you know what? I just love those missionary stories, and I'm so excited about this year's missionary stories. It's about Amy Carmichael, the famous missionary that went to India for 53 years without a furlough and reached those Indian temple children and rescuing them, so I'm just pumped about all that, but I was wondering, is all these five-day clubs, is it just at churches? Where are these locations at? Where all do we have five-day clubs?
Well, that is the great thing about five-day clubs, is really they can be held anywhere. You can have them in your backyard. You can have them in your home. You can have them at a neighborhood park, a community center, daycare. You can have them in the church, and they work well, and some churches like to do that in place of a VBS. But they really can be anywhere, and that's the one wonderful thing, is that the five-day club is designed to be, a VBS basically that can travel, that can go anywhere. And so we see them in some, you know, very creative places. But anywhere you can gather children, you can have a five-day club.
Well, I see. Well, that's exciting. Have you actually seen some churches maybe who may opt for having a five-day club instead of a, you know, traditional VBS?
Yes, there are many times, you know, usually in a smaller church, maybe they've been trying to do VBS, or, you know, the people have a burden to reach out, but they don't have a lot of people that are really able to put it all together, because a VBS takes a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot more, you know, people and volunteers, where a five-day club is very simple for a church to do, because we already provide the teachers and they're trained, and we bring all of our, you know, games, and we do, like, we call them high octane games. They're just fun, energetic outdoor games, and we bring all the equipment. We have our teaching, we bring a CD player, you know, for our songs. And so basically the churches, you know, they can add on a craft, they can make it their own. But if they just use the basic 1.5 hour program, they're just providing, you know, they're just getting the invitations out, getting the word out, and providing the snack. So it is a really great option for some churches.
So is there any cost to this? If like a church would like to do this, or a person wants to say, hey, I want you to come over to my house, or I want to, you know, this community center, or there's a trailer park over here, or a park. I mean, does it cost, or how does that all work?
Yeah, the exciting thing is it's free. And people sometimes wonder, free? Yeah. Well, we do get people to help support this ministry, and we do raise money just for five-day clubs. The summer missionaries all raise support. So, you know, we try to raise as much support as possible, but many of those hosts are generous and will give us gifts just out of the kindness of their heart, just out of their generosity. But absolutely, it's free. And that's the great thing, is that if somebody doesn't have a lot of money, and, you know, a church doesn't have much, we'll still come and do it. And the Lord has provided each and every year. So that's exciting to see.
It is, and it absolutely should be free, because the gospel is free, because
That's
it's a
right.
free gift given to us by God. And so we're just excited what God has done, and also how we're just so thankful for the Lord, how he provides for this ministry. And mm-hmm. just today, we just received a check, and it was written for your five-day club ministry, and that's how God does it, so that we can go out and we can share the gospel message. Now, just kind of, is the five-day clubs just here in central Illinois, or can you kind of give us some, like, where all are we traveling to, or I should say, are you guys traveling to this summer?
Yeah. Well, because we work out of the state office, you know, there are other chapters around the area that have their own summer missionaries that cover their area. But the state office is a little bit unique in that there are parts of Illinois that do not have a chapter. And so we try to service those areas with five-day clubs. And the summer missionaries always love traveling. They always think that's really fun. So we do have some weeks where we'll be going. We primarily are in the Peoria, Washington, Eureka, Bloomington area is where we have scheduled, but we do have some that are more a team is going to go and travel and, you know, stay the night in different areas as well that are a little bit farther. But we also have a club in Lincoln. We're doing some there. Springfield is another area that people are traveling to. So,
and I think also I heard that we're going to Hillsborough. And also Colchester and Granite City and I think a place called Greenville. Or I mean, it's just it's really neat to see how God just keeps adding and I should say stretching.
Right, exactly.
In fact, I think we just had a meeting yesterday in my office like, okay, now how are we going to do all this?
Right, exactly.
But you know what? It's God's ministry. And so we just want to be on board with him. You know, Jill, you've been doing this for a long time. Actually, I think this is 15 years for you now serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Do you think that this is an effective ministry why do you think it's an effective ministry? And I've also heard you say that summertime is your favorite time. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, to answer your first question, I think 5-day club program is such an effective ministry. You know, it is not threatening to have something at your local park. And a lot of times parents will allow their children to come, you know, just for that hour, an hour and a half. And those children clearly hear the gospel. You know, CEF has such wonderful training, you know, and being able to have sat underneath so many people and just learning so much from them. I just think CEF does it well. You know, they know how to share the gospel and train others to do that. And so it's so effective. These children are ripe. They are ready to receive the word of God. Many of them have not yet heard the gospel or heard much about God at all. And so that you have a captive audience 5 days in a row. We make sure it's fun. So the kids want to come back every day. So that's exciting. And I do love the summer ministry. You know, it's that time that God really, you know, got a hold of me and just showed me that he wanted me to give my life to him, that he wanted me to give him everything. And so every summer that comes along, it's just to see the summer missionaries go out. I might be more of an office worker. I do teach some clubs, but I'm indoors. But just to see how God is using them and how they can be his mouthpiece and see these children come to know the Lord, it's just such a neat experience. And so every summer, you know, I'm reminded of what God did, and God continues to, you know, it's like a rededication almost every summer is, you know, remembering. I always take some time to remember and just talk to God about, thank you, you know, for putting me in this ministry. And it's just a time for me to kind of renew my call and why I do what I do. So yeah, I absolutely love the summer ministry.
I think it's so neat because, you know, you and I have been here for a while now. Mm-hmm. I've been here 16 and you've been here 15 years. And we have actually seen students come up through the ranks, so to speak, as CYIA. And now we have students that are on staff serving alongside us. So it's just really neat to see exactly what you're saying. It's not only a dynamic, effective, life-changing for the children, but also for those who minister to. If someone's out there listening and they were interested in hosting a 5-day club this summer, what should they do? How should they get in contact with you?
Yeah, that is very simple. You can call our office, and that is 688-9699, area code 309. Or you can even go online, cefofillinois.com. is the website, and you can click right through and find our contact information and book it. Yep, we have openings.
And if you can't remember that address, sometimes I can't, you know, Google is great. Just type in CEF Illinois and boom, it just pops right up. So yeah, get a hold of Jill and she'll be glad to help you and her team in setting up a 5-day club. And if you also have a summer missionary, it's not too late. Still, they can still serve with us. And so, well, Jill, I just want to thank you for being here today on the radio program and for sharing with us your heart for this ministry, especially the summer ministry through the 5-day club ministry. And for those of you who are listening, I just want to ask you to do something in response to what you've just heard. I don't normally do this, but I just want you to just think about this huge opportunity we have to reach these children and what maybe God would have you to do. Number one, would you pray for us? We need your prayers from the beginning of the summer, from when we start in the beginning of June, all the way way through like the middle of August. We're going, and we need you to pray for us that we would go out in the strength of the Lord and proclaiming the gospel message. Number two, would you consider maybe hosting a five-day club and just asking the Lord, what can you do to help reach this generation of children of the gospel? And we want to be there and to partner together with you or with your local church. And thirdly, would you prayerfully consider supporting this summer ministry financially? You know, summer ministry for CEF, the high impact is up there, but usually the giving is down very low. And so we just ask that you would just consider supporting this ministry that makes it possible for us to go out and share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with the children. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord bless you this summer, not only as you just rest in Him, but also look for opportunities all around you to share with the children, the next generation, the future generation, the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.